Kenny McCann and the Gambling Man by Alex Carter. Part 3. The next day at school, as soon as lunchtime began, Kenny found Ick waiting for him. As usual, he was standing in front of the school gates, looking through the crowds for his favourite victim. Seeing Kenny willingly approach him for the first time ever, Ick grinned. "Not even gonna try hiding anymore. I knew one day you'd just give up and accept what's coming." Kenny stared back at him, unfazed. Shocked by Kenny's lack of fear, Ick tried to intimidate him once more.
"What's got you all confident, McCann? I'm just gonna take your stuff like I always do."
He took a big step forward and pushed his face right up close to Kenny's.
"Might not even ask this time."
Kenny stood firm, leaning forward until his forehead pressed against Ick's.
"I want you to give back everything you've taken from me, Ick,"
Kenny said, making his voice as deep and commanding as possible.
"I'll flip you for it. If I lose, I'll do your homework for the rest of the week."
At Kenny's words, Ick backed off. For a moment, he stood in incredulous silence. Then he burst out laughing. He laughed so hard, his knees buckled and he thudded to the floor. He laughed so hard, his big, sausage-like body rolled from side to side. He laughed so hard that by the time he got back to his feet, big, streaky tears were streaming down his cheeks. The noise was so loud, it attracted a crowd. And by the time Ick spoke again, he was addressing an audience of nearly half the school.
"Look, McCann, I'm sure what you just said sounded brave in your head. Some of the other students might even agree. But the rest of us know you're being stupid, because there's one thing I'm sure we can all agree on."
With a flourish, Ick turned to the crowd and spread his arms wide.
"And what's that?"
he asked them with a shout. Together, the crowd around them responded, their words joining together into one big buzz.
"Kenny McCann just can't win."
"That's right," responded Ick with glee.
"You can't win, McCann, not with your cursed luck."
"There's a first time for everything," Kenny replied calmly as he reached slowly into his pocket. "Heads or tails?"
Ick grimaced, angered by Kenny's refusal to be scared.
"Okay, fine," he said with a growl. "I'll put you out of your misery. Tails."
Keeping his eyes on Ick, Kenny pulled the faceless coin from his pocket. He balanced it on his thumb, then sent it flying high into the air.
"Heads it is then."
Kenny held his breath as the coin flipped in the sky above them. Over and over it turned, sunlight glinting off its shiny, spinning surfaces. Then finally, it started to drop down towards the ground. The coin hit the floor between Ick and Kenny with a metallic clang. It clanged once, twice, thrice. Soon after, the coin spun to a silent stop and fell flat. Ick, Kenny, and everyone in the crowd around them rushed forward, desperate to study the coin's surface and declare a winner. Above them, the sun shone brightly, illuminating the coin's details. On the side, pointing upwards for everyone's eyes to see, was the telltale picture of the Queen's face, smirking up at her amazed subjects. As shock whispers and confused murmuring broke out among the crowd, Kenny McCann raised his fist high above his head. He was victorious.